Friends with brews.
You can't hear that. You can't hear it.
At a certain point, we got to move on.
I can hear that.
Can our dear listener hear that?
Nope. Listeners can't hear anything.
Oh, well, that sounds like they're not really listeners if they can't hear anything.
They're aspirational listeners, and we're aspirational podcasters.
Aspiration. We have tens of aspirational listeners.
Peter, you called this meeting of the Friends with Brews Club.
I did, because I had a little extra time here, and it had been a little time since we had recorded, because, you know, you had my AI stand in a while ago, and I figured that as good as he was, that, you know, you and the listeners deserved better.
Oh, okay. So you want me to leave then?
Yes, I want you to leave.
Okay. You did say they deserve better. What, Peter, what are you drinking? What is your beverage of choice today? Tell me all the things about your beverage of choice.
Today, I am drinking a cup of decaf Fool's Gold.
Ooh.
From Anodyne Coffee Roasting. Although It's got one of those labels. If you look at the labels, it's Coffee Anodyne Roasting Co. Because that's the way it shows up. If you know, it says coffee first and then anodyne slightly below it and then roasting on the other side. You know, I hate labels like that. Anyway, that's their logo, but it's okay. So yes, decaf Fool's Gold from Anodyne Coffee Roasters. It's South American coffee. Comes from an elevation of approximately 1,000 to 2,100 meters.
Are you sure?
Multiple varieties, and it's processed in multiple methods, and it has multiple producers.
How do they know that the beans in that bag came from that elevation, Peter?
Well, there's a range. I mean, they give themselves a pretty much 100%, you know, spread there, so... But the tasting notes are chocolate, dried fruit, and baking spices. Oh. And this is a medium to dark roast. It's slightly more on the medium edge. Little lighter than I normally would take it. I did at first brew this, as I always do. I brewed it in my AeroPress, and I used a little extra. So I made, you know, espresso grade, shot the first time. And it was like, whoa, that's strong. Nope. So I had to water it down a little bit with some water made in Americano style. It was better, but not exactly something that I would drink straight like that. So I put a little bit of cream, and now it's quite pleasant. About the coffee, decaf Fool's Gold is for those who love coffee, but prefer to avoid the caffeine. Featuring two coffees selected for their smooth and nutty taste, we assure you will not find a better decaf anywhere else. Okay, that was the coffee roaster's note. That's not me.
Right.
I am not assuring you you won't find a better decaf.
Because why?
I don't think this is the best decaf I've ever had. So
hold it up again.
Therefore, there must be something better.
Hold it up. What did you put in it again?
Just a teaspoon of heavy cream.
Yeah, I blame the cream. How can you actually taste the coffee if you have cream in there?
I already told you and dear listener that I had tasted the coffee once as an espresso and second time as an Americano.
Oh, now you want me to listen to you while you're talking to me. Jeez.
I don't expect any more from you than you get from me.
That's
so
right.
No. Anyway, would I recommend it though? Yes, I like it. I think it's pretty good.
It is a good one. I've actually had that one too. It's just that I go through bags of coffee so fast that I never have had it on hand for an actual podcast episode.
I was just going to say, you've had it, but you haven't had it on the show yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So there you go. What are you drinking?
First of all, I want to say that in order to make this podcast more popular, I think we should do what a very popular in our circles podcast does, the talk show with John Gruber. And I think that, like John, I should just mispronounce everything. I don't know how to pronounce anything anymore, because it's clearly the guy makes a living podcasting and blogging, but he doesn't know how to pronounce anything. So in order to become more successful, I'm going to mispronounce everything. So here we go. I'm drinking a Trail Heed Guatemala medium roast. It's Guatemala from Trail Heed. Not Trailhead, Trailhead. No, it's a Trailhead Guatemala medium roast. By the way, Peter, I think the listeners are getting tired of your proselytizing dark roasts and trying to cancel medium. I don't like your political views, sir. You and your dark roast crew make dark roasts great again, or whatever it is. Oh, yeah, that cuts way too close to reality. I said I didn't want to talk about that. Okay. Anyway, apparently Trailhead has had this Guatemala since they started back in 2009. This is one of their original coffees. I didn't discover it until recently. It has notes of cacao, almond, and pecan. However, on the bag, it says chocolate, almond, and pecan. But on the website, they say cacao. Some marketer on the website got all excited and said, we can't just say chocolate. But on the label on the bag, it says chocolate, almond, and pecan.
Because consistency.
It's interesting. They source these coffees from women farmers as part of a program to end the cycle of poverty afflicting women coffee farmers across the world. Now, I will say, I doubt that a lot of the people in the coffee industry in a lot of the countries that we get our beans from are making a killing.
Mm.
I think it's probably a harder life than we like to think about as we sip our coffee. I often do wonder as I read these websites, and a lot of these roasters are trying to do the right thing, but I also wonder how much of it is real. Like how much good are we doing versus how much bad are we doing by consuming all this coffee, I guess is what I'm wondering. And I don't,
it's more how much good are we making us feel?
Yeah, right. And I do worry about that. However, I do like companies like Trailhead that at least try to do the right thing. So
mm-hmm. Or at least say they try to do the right thing.
Yeah, I believe them. I believe they think they're trying to do the right thing.
At least you think you're trying to do the right thing. I'm not going to get into politics, but there's about half the country that thinks they're doing the right thing, and so does the other half. So there you go.
Don't equivocate those two things, Peter. Don't make them equal. Okay.
Okay, fine.
I don't taste. What do I not taste in this?
Coffee?
I probably taste the almond and the pecan more than the cacao. If I do taste chocolate, it's definitely bitter chocolate, which is fine. I have no problems with that. Bitter chocolate is really good for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I taste those things. Anyway, this is a coffee that I like. I buy it quite a bit. This is from Whole Foods. This is not from trade. This is one of the ones that I buy in between my trade bags, you know, when I'm...
Between your trading?
Right. Yes. When I'm drinking too much coffee and I need to get something before my next shipment arrives, so...
Speaking of that, I did have to ratchet back on my trade shipments because they were coming too fast.
Every day some dude was knocking on your door?
He's like, here, have some more beans. I'm like, dude, I've got enough. He's like, no, you need more. I'm like, okay. I mean, who am I to argue?
So, I mean, his name is Bean Boy, so he only has one job, Peter, and you got to keep him employed.
Bean Boy had one job, and Bean Boy was doing it well.
You do live in Bean Town.
I don't even remember how often my shipments are right now, but I got the latest credit card charge, and it was $135. Is that how many shipments is that?
That's half a bag. That's half a bag of decaf.
Half a bag. Perfect. Good. Excellent. Good to know. Thank you. Oh man. Okay. So yeah. What else we got on the what prompted this recording?
You did.
This
don't
morning?
It. Why are you yes, asking me?
If you'd let me finish.
I don't want to let
what
you finish.
What prompted this recording today was...
Oh, I see. That was a question.
A podcast.
That was an answer.
A statement.
Oh, you're like the reverse statement. Of the AI. The AI voice of you, whenever it's asking a question, sounds like it's making a statement.
The answer is 7-Eleven.
What about 7-Eleven? Are you talking about the month, the year, the date? Because that's already gone as of this recording.
For this year?
Yeah.
No, so I listened to the Perplexity podcast, which is some AI curated news.
Okay, you say AI curated. I listened to that voice. I think it's AI generated as well. That guy's voice.
Oh no, it's his voice is from 11 Labs.
Okay,
no question.
That's what I thought. Yeah. That is hard to listen to.
Yeah, I get it.
Who came up with that as the voice
11
of
Labs? I don't know. Perplexity.
They need better taste.
Someone at 11 Labs or Perplexity. I'll give you that.
They could have come up with any voice in the universe and they came up with that.
So the reason I brought this is we both have a connection to Japan. One of us maybe arguably stronger than the other. But what I noticed was that this is a news article about how 7-Eleven in America is going to allegedly be adopting more traits and customs and practices from 7-Eleven in Japan.
I imagine that's because customers who've had experience or who have even heard of the 7-Elevens in Japan walk into a 7-Eleven in the United States and say, well, this is shit.
Exactly. So I don't think I ever actually went to a 7-Eleven when I was in Japan.
They didn't have the 7-Elevens like that when I lived there. That was way too long ago.
Okay. Well, for me, it was 2002.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
But they probably had them then, but I don't remember, you know, going into one. That said, I do remember when Tim Ferriss came out with the 4-Hour Body and introduced the slow carb diet, that he published a blog post on one of his listeners who was able to stay slow carb diet compliant by eating at 7-Eleven.
The 4-Hour Slow Carb.
In Japan. Now, the funny part was, though, I was just like, I don't recall seeing, you know, like fresh vegetables and stuff like that. Yeah, at 7-Eleven, but it explains so much to, you know, when I heard that, I was like, oh, 7-Eleven over there ain't like a 7-Eleven over here.
At 7-Eleven in the United States, there's no such thing as a slow carb diet. It's either carbs or nothing else. Yeah.
Junk food, cigarettes.
It's carbs or candy or cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or, yep. Yeah.
So the last time I was in a 7-Eleven was a couple months ago because I was trying to find heavy cream or cream, you know, whatever for cream. No, egg whites. I was looking for egg whites. That's what it was.
Egg whites?
And I hit 3 convenience stores on the way home and none of them had egg whites. And I was like, ah.
That's inconvenient, though.
But I'll bet you that a Japanese 7-Eleven would have egg whites. Probably have quail egg whites.
I don't know, man. They still eat raw eggs. I am kind of wondering if they have heard of bird flu and if they're toning back the raw egg thing a little bit.
I had a raw egg about a month or so ago. I threw one into one of my protein shakes, but I don't do that very often.
I wouldn't recommend it in this country.
Speaking of follow-up on previous episodes, when I wasn't here an episode or two ago, and my AI stand-in, Nieder Pikolaitis, was on the show. He was drinking, what exactly was he drinking again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He was drinking Royal Purple 30-weight motor oil, which Royal Purple is a synthetic motor oil, and it costs a lot of money for those of you who aren't gearheads.
But I hear it's worth it.
It's worth it, yes.
Yeah. Now, what was funny is I took a road trip this weekend and went out to Albany, New York, and, well, went other places too. But on the way through, we stopped in Albany, and there was a coffee shop there, and it was called Motor Oil Coffee. And unfortunately, when I was walking by, it was the end of the day. They were about to close. And I was just looking for a place to crash for a little while and sit and read my book. And so I didn't go in. I was like, I'll go back in the morning. But it was one of those, it wasn't actual coffee shop. It was more like a little office building, cafe, grab and go kind of thing. And I went back in the next morning and they weren't open. So I didn't actually get to taste motor oil coffee. But a couple days later, on the way back, I passed another place and it was selling 40-weight coffee. So,
dude, I laughed so hard. The first one was funny enough. The first one was excellent. And then you sent me that second one, and I'm like, it's everywhere. You can't get away from it.
You know, so you see, obviously, AI me has started something.
Yeah, I think Nieder Pikolaitis has doomed you to drinking motor oil coffee from now on.
Yeah, well, right now I'm still drinking Fool's Gold. So I went from black gold to Fool's Gold. There you go. Haha. See what I did?
I see.
So Overcast just got an update today.
Yes.
And I thought it was interesting because I opened up the App Store because you're talking about, you know, the new Overcast, and you were talking about it yesterday, like this new version that Marco is doing, it better be awesome and yada, yada. And so I opened up, I looked at my Overcast, I'm like, looks the same. I went opened my App Store and I searched for Overcast and the only option was open. I was like, well, that's not an update. But then I tapped on Overcast, not the open button, but the light, like the logo for Overcast. And then it's like, oh, here's the details on Overcast. Do you want to update? I was like, yes, I do. So I installed it and I've been running it. I've definitely encountered a couple of bugs or things that I didn't expect I would have to change. It's definitely having some problems on AirPlay for me right now. Like I tell it to play something, I switch to AirPlay and playback stops. And then I'll switch playback off of AirPlay to like my headphones or back to the iPhone speaker. And it starts right up again from where it stopped, which is a little bit weird, a little buggy. And it's also downloading tons of back episodes of podcasts that it, you know, previously would only download one episode. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. You know, maybe this is like just the first time you run, you know, a newly installed program. It takes a while to sync up and, you know, shake itself out or something.
I didn't have any of those problems.
Yeah. See, like I open up right now, I have my mostly everything, and you know, I won't be able to see it, but it's like flashing. You can see this, Scott, on the screen. Okay, now it's stabilized, but it was like refreshing all sorts of podcasts and just, you know, trolling. So yeah, new version of Overcast. It is not honoring my priority. You know, I have like priority podcast settings. It's just, you know, going just sequentially, like time-based, and that's it. So I don't know what's going on. It's got to catch up.
I don't understand that. I didn't have those problems at all. When I upgraded, everything was just there. The one thing I did have is it turned on banner ads again, which is a setting.
That happened to me too, and I turned them off. Yeah, so new version of Overcast in classic, you know, fashion on a Mac or an Apple product. You have no problems with it, and it doesn't work right for me. So we'd expect nothing less. So that's great. Speaking of stuff that works for you and doesn't work for me, what are you using for audio to text transcription software these days?
Well, as you know, I've told you before. So I have Mac Whisper, but as I told you, most of my transcription is just the podcast. And I download that from Apple's Podcast Connect because they generate the transcripts for me. I don't do anything. I use Mac Whisper for Syracuse Says, but those are very short.
Right. So my use case is different, where I'm transcribing my Sunday night Savage Worlds role-playing games.
Which is like 4 hours long.
Three, but yes. I've worked with a few different things. I tried Mac Whisper on Independence Day. They had a 50% off sale. So I just sprung for the pro version. I've added the big giant model, the 3 gig model, and it does okay. But I don't even know. I haven't tore into the code, but the TS or the transcript command that comes with Fabric still seems to just do way better transcripts than Mac Whisper does. And I also wrote a little Python script using the Assembly AI API to do the transcripts. And that just doesn't do as good a job either. So it's really weird. So I don't know which source, you know, what the TS command from Fabric, where it's pointing to. I can't seem to, well, I haven't dug that big. I did dig into the TS command and it's like 8 lines of Python. It just calls, you know, a main function, but I didn't dig into the library to see where that main function is defined to see what it's talking to. I do know that I gave it an API key for Claude and an API key for ChatGPT and an API key for YouTube. So out of all of those, I don't know, I'm assuming that it's just using ChatGPT or OpenAI's transcription libraries.
It's using Whisper. That's why it's called Mac Whisper.
No, I'm talking about the TS command of Fabric.
I have no idea. What
I think it's using the same libraries. I think it's using Whisper as well.
You got to talk to your buddy Messler that you're always proselytizing.
Well, I just told you about what I'm trying to do to figure that out, and I haven't tried that hard. But periodically it just fails and just gives like error number 60, you know, timed out. And so I filed a bug report.
How do you spell his name?
Meisler, M-I-E-S-S-L-E-R. And I filed a GitHub bug report on that because I'm like, I don't know how to troubleshoot this. All I get is error 60. What am I supposed to do with that? Right. So, and this has happened. It's been happening pretty regularly. Like when I try to do a transcript on a Sunday night, it just times out. And then I go back the next day and try it and it works fine. So maybe Whisper is getting clobbered on Sunday, on weekend nights or something.
Okay. Where's TS?
It's part of Fabric. It's not a separate project. It's just bundled with Fabric.
Setting up the Fabric commands. And of course, nowhere on this page is the word TS.
No, it's in there somewhere. It's in there somewhere, but I don't recall exactly where.
Yeah, good luck searching for TS. 1 out of 85 matches. Projects, insights, agents.
Oh, you got to surround it with spaces. Space TS.
Guess. There it is. Usage, TS audio file. It says Open AI Whisper API.
Yep. So there you go. So he's using Whisper. So that's great. But sometimes it just doesn't work. So I got to play with it a little bit, but I filed a bug report. We'll see. And I'm a paid member of his community, so maybe that'll get me priority.
What does that mean? Why does this guy have a community? You always talk like we all know who Meisler is and we've all heard of him.
He's
and
just a guy who has a podcast and he publishes a blog and he writes some software. That's all. It means that I got an invite to his Discord server. That's all it means. That's the community. That's all.
Okay. What's his first name again? Robin?
Daniel.
Meisler. DanielMeisler.com. Authors. Why does he go straight to authors? Wait. Daniel, I don't know what the hell you're doing with your website, dude, but DanielMeisler.com/authors goes to an unsupervised learning website, which is not his.
No, unsupervised learning is his.
Oh, okay. Got it. Oh, I've heard of that website before.
Interesting.
I've heard of that. He has a YouTube channel too, doesn't he?
Oh, he's whole big on YouTube.
Does he make YouTube face like all the other losers on YouTube?
Probably.
Yep. Figured. I knew it. Daniel, get your act together. You don't have to sacrifice. Hey, look at, what's his name? The guy who reviews the products.
Huh?
MKBHD. That's what I'm thinking of. Marcus Brownlee. So Marcus Brownlee is a YouTuber. He doesn't make YouTube face. He doesn't sacrifice his dignity. He doesn't do anything except make excellent videos and good reviews. And he is one of the most popular YouTubers of all time for tech. He's got 20 million subscribers. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Great.
And I just want all the other people on YouTube to look at him, stop chasing the algorithm, stop doing what everyone else is doing, stop making YouTube face. I just want them to just have some dignity. That's it. If everyone quits doing the YouTube face, it won't help in the algorithm anymore. I promise you. It won't matter at all.
So what's the YouTube face?
You've never looked at the thumbnails on YouTube?
Oh, those. Yeah, got it. Yeah. Shocked, shock and awed expression. Okay, got it.
Total sacrifice of self-dignity. It just is like, I'm an asshole. I made a video and you're going to watch it. And I don't know.
Great.
Anyway, we never talked about what was actually happening to you with Mac Whisper, did we?
It's not great. It's not as good. I don't know why. You know, I don't know what model it's using versus, well, I know what model it's using. I don't know what model TS is using. But, just the output, the results don't seem as good.
Well, my guess is TS is using an online model that's probably being updated more often than the models that Mac Whisper is downloading.
Yes, that makes sense.
The other thing is you had the problem where all of a sudden it just started repeating something a billion times.
Yes.
Is that happening to you all the time? Because I've had that happen to me one time with Mac Whisper and I don't remember what I did and I've never seen it since. I switched models and then I switched back or something like that. I don't remember.
It's definitely happened more than once.
I wonder if the length of the material has an effect on it going off the rails.
Possibly. You'd think that it, it could be getting confused. It's like, I don't know what to do.
Let me ask you this. How hard would it be for you to split your audio up into three parts?
It shouldn't be that hard.
You could just open it in Fission, which you should own, but apparently don't.
Hmm.
It's made by Rogue Amoeba. Actually, you know what? I think Fission might be a freebie. Let me see. Does Fission cost money?
Whatever TS is doing, it is definitely splitting things up. Much I know.
I'm sorry. Fission costs $35.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, listeners, you got to start ponying up a little
more. No. It's just that for doing things like editing audio or splicing things or splitting things, it's the simplest and best. It's great.
Wait, are you saying it's better than Audio Hijack?
No, it's made by the same people.
I mean, sorry. Audacity.
Peter, anything is better than Audacity. Besides, Audacity isn't simple for that kind of thing. Audacity is a super simple editor. I wouldn't use this to edit a podcast, but it's great for splitting things, exporting things, sticking two files together, that kind of thing. It's perfect for that kind of stuff.
I don't know. Maybe I'll grab a copy of that.
Yeah, you could download it and try it first. You don't have to buy it.
You might be onto something because the TS command generates multiple segments. So it's probably doing exactly what you're saying, breaking it up and stuff.
What do you mean?
When it goes to generate a transcript. Because I'll say TS, name of this MP3 file.
Yeah.
And then it starts spitting out segment01.mp3, segment02.mp3.
And then it combines them?
No, it spits out segmented MP3s and then it spits out a combined single transcript file of text.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
You can get a little lost going back and forth with dictation to transcription to audio to text to audio. I get that.
Okay, that's interesting. Maybe it wouldn't help you at all then, or maybe it would help you
TS. No, I think it goes to say to support your theory, because TS seems to be working on smaller MP3 files.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if it's already splitting them up, will it benefit you to split them up first?
Maybe TS. But you would say, what you're saying though is, I would split them up and then give it to Mac Whisper.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably it. It's probably also doing it for performance reasons, because if it splits them up, it takes less memory. Like loading a 3-hour recording into memory, I don't know what format you record in. I don't know what your
MP3. It's just regular old MP3 out of Audio Hijack.
Like, find that file from the other night and let's see what size
it is. It's like 81 megs.
Megs?
Yeah.
For 3 hours?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're recording at low. Okay, so it's a low quality recording.
If you say so.
Yeah, I do say so.
Well, I mean, I've got it set to high quality MP3. MP3 256 kbps VBR stereo.
Yeah, but as we proved yesterday, I never know what's coming out of your Audio Hijack Pro, if anything.
No one does.
I still call it Audio Hijack Pro after all these years.
Audio Hijack Pro, sure. All right. So there's that. And the only other thing is, I'm pleased to report some significant progress at the house up in Vermont. I hired a woman to basically haul away all the trash. And I did not hire the skunk. They were volunteering their efforts for free. So, I shared with you a couple of photos of the before and after. Like, it's amazing.
It really is.
It's just like, oh my God, I'm going to love this place once it's actually habitable.
It looks really nice. So,
yeah.
It's the first time I've seen a picture of it where I didn't think, oh, this has potential. I thought, that looks pretty nice.
Yeah. So it's getting there. I mean, right now it's still like, you know, old 40-year-old sheetrock and yada yada. But once we get the new wood paneling and stuff on, it's going to be really nice.
We are way older than 40-year-old sheetrock. So we don't have a right to point fingers. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's why I went to the dermatologist today.
Okay.
So, you know, we talked about this before because we've had, you know, run-ins with the UV radiation inspired conditions.
Uh-huh. AKA skin cancer.
AKA skin cancer, yeah. Some of us a little closer than others, but I was pretty close.
Yeah, I wanted the listener to realize what UV-inspired skin conditions actually meant.
Not just a tan. We're not just talking about tans. So I went for a follow-up because I noticed, I thought recently, I have a denser patch of freckles on my forehead. And I looked at old photos, not old photos, but over the last few years of any. And the first thing I did notice was I seem to take a lot more photos with my left hand because they're all of my left side rather than my right. But it looked definitely like they were a little denser. So I did go see a dermatologist today and she said that, you know, doesn't look concerning. She looked at it under some little special UV light or whatnot. And she says, no, if you're worried, you know, if you don't like the looks of it, you can go see our cosmetic department and, you know, they can take it out. And I'm like, I don't think we need that. That's fine.
They'll remove your head for you, Peter.
Yeah, just take it right off. So
my dad has the same thing. He has the same sun head. He's got spots all over his head. He's bald. He's actually bald. He's got spots all over his head, but none of them are ever skin cancer. But people look at him and they freak out. But it's like, no. Most people don't know what skin cancer is like. Now, when I had skin cancer back in 2014, because this is almost exactly 10 years from when I had it removed. So when I had skin cancer back in 2014, one of my friends also had it right around the same time. It was really weird. We both had melanoma. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at his back and said, oh, I wouldn't worry about that. And then he went to his pool in his apartment complex. He was in the pool and some lady came up and said, dude, you got to go to a doctor. That is skin cancer, I'm telling you right now. And he goes, but my doctor said, and she goes, I don't care.
Regular doctor or dermatologist?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, he went to a different regular doctor and the doctor said, we got to get these biopsied right away. And sure enough, it was melanoma. And if he would have gone any longer, it would have been life-threatening.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, most people don't know what melanoma looks like, but there is a lady out there whose name I never got that if she's at your pool and she tells you you have skin cancer, you should probably believe her.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe she moved to Boston, Peter. She's come to save your life.
Maybe she is. Well, anyway, maybe she's a dermatologist now, too. So
maybe.
Anyway, that's all I had for topics. So, yeah, there you go. I think we covered it off. We covered it all.
Yeah, I don't have a lot either. The one thing I did want to talk about was I do like the new Overcast a lot. I really am glad that, as you know, I was experimenting with Apple Podcasts again a little bit. And, dude, I don't understand. So with Overcast, you can have a queue, and every new episode that comes in just goes in the queue. And you can determine whether you want it top to bottom or bottom to top, most recent first or whatever, right? But it's never going to stop playing as long as you have Play Next enabled. It's just going to go to the next one at the top. Apple Podcasts is weird. You can manually add stuff to the queue, and the queue can only be found from the playing screen by tapping on the information. It's so weird. But there's also an Up Next, and it just populates things into Up Next automatically based on what it thinks you should listen to next. And they're not the same. And yeah. I don't understand it. But I found myself doing so much manual work to get stuff in the order I wanted, to get stuff to play when I wanted, to actually have something keep playing. And I was like, that's when I told you that next Overcast better be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah, it looks really good. It looks really good. He got rid of the giant lozenge, you know, playlist things that I hated so much. It is a lot snappier. The performance is like, Marco talked about it on ATP that came out today. And he is not wrong. The performance is a lot better. It looks better. It's much more updated and modernized. And I really like it. I think it's nice. Some people may have trouble finding a couple things. Like if you want to do the share thing, like sharing a clip or something like that, you have to tap the I for info. And then there's a bar at the top on the info screen where it shows the show notes that has all that stuff. But it's discoverable. I just like it better. Yeah. So I'm glad he did that because Apple Podcasts was driving me insane.
Definitely had to spend a little time getting used to the UI, and I'm sure it's going to take me a little more time to, you know, continue to locate everything I'm looking for.
But that's what I'm wondering is, like, people like Adam that use Apple Podcasts and are completely happy with it and it never drives them bonkers, how do they listen to podcasts? My guess is he doesn't listen to as many, and he just picks and chooses one here and there to listen to, and he's probably not, he probably doesn't have, I don't know. They must not have, I'd love to know somebody that uses Apple Podcasts that just loves to listen to a bunch of podcasts and wants them to keep going, because I'd love to know how they manage their queue or what's up next. I'd love to know, because I couldn't figure it out and it drove me insane.
Let's have them on an episode. But for now.
Are you trying to quit us already?
I am.
Why?
I have some place to go.
You do? That's stupid.
Yeah, I have to teach a yoga class tonight. Actually, I'm teaching two. I'm teaching a double header. But I've also been drinking a lot of coffee. And when that happens, you know, something else happens. So, dear listener, yes, I get jittery. That's what happens.
Having yoga pants that are stained yellow in one specific area is not the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
No, but it's also not the best thing. No, so let's not go there again, right?
It's not the best.
The best thing that's ever happened to me.
Why does that guy keep insisting on doing down dogs in front of us with his behind pointed at us? Doesn't he know?
So, dear listener, if you'd like to get a hold of us, you already know how, because you're listening to this podcast, but it's at friendswithbrews.com.
No, you don't. Peter thinks you're an idiot. This is where he's thinking you're an idiot.
You idiot. Yes, dear listener, you idiot. I'm talking to you. Please visit friendswithbrews.com. And with that, Scott, I think it's time to push the big, the red, the button.
Why is it so red?
Because it's getting irritated. I don't know. Just push it.
So are our listeners.
Tell your friends.